Welcome to the Simply Charlotte Mason podcast. I'm Sonia Schaefer. You know, many years ago, my family discovered a wonderful little system to help us with scripture memory. With this simple tool, we constantly learn new verses, plus we review every verse we've ever learned every month. And it takes only 5 minutes a day. Thousands of families are now using the scripture memory system in their homes, and we are thrilled. Scripture memory should be a lifelong spiritual habit for all ages. And forming that habit as a family is a rich and rewarding experience. If you haven't yet seen how the scripture memory system works, we have instructions and videos that will help you get set up for your family. We also have a beautiful scripture memory box and pre-printed verse cards and dividers if you'd like to grab the system already set up and ready to start. I'll leave links to all of those in the notes. It's really a very simple system to use, but sometimes specific questions pop up as you dig into the details. So today, I'd like to give you answers to questions we've received about the scripture memory system. Perhaps you've had some of the same questions. Question number one. It's great that we're constantly adding new verses to our box, but what about the younger children in the family? Do we have to start over once they're old enough to talk and join in? No, you don't. Just keep going. Your younger children will learn the verses by hearing them recited every month. In fact, they probably already know most of the verses from the months that they've been listening to the rest of the family learn and recite the passages. Don't hurry them or push them. Allow them to listen as long as they want to, and invite them to join in when they feel comfortable. Many of you know that my youngest daughter struggles with speaking due to autism and pervasive developmental delays. It's very difficult for her to get the words from her mind to her mouth and speak them, let alone try to speak them at the same rate as everybody else is reciting. So we didn't require her to recite with us when we did our scripture memory box every morning. She sat and listened for years. After those older children had graduated, there was only Hannah and me left, and I wasn't sure what would happen. I knew that I wanted to continue memorizing scripture, and it certainly wouldn't hurt her to keep hearing it, but I thought I would try an experiment. The first morning that it was just the two of us for scripture memory time, I pulled out the card for today and read it through as usual. Then I grabbed the odd, or maybe it was the even card, I don't remember which one it was, but I handed it to her. She knew exactly what to do with it. She'd been watching and listening to us do the cards for many years. She didn't even hesitate. She read the reference and then read the verse and read the reference again, but she wasn't really reading it. She was quoting. She was reciting. How do I know? Because she was following along the lines with her finger, and the words coming out of her mouth weren't following the same pace as the words she was pointing to. She had memorized those verses just from hearing them recited and reviewed every month over the years. If she can do it, so can your younger children. In fact, don't be surprised if they know those verses better than you do. Question number two. How do you choose verses? I like to do a mixture of single verses, short passages, like a paragraph or so, and long passages, like a whole psalm or a chapter, from both the Old Testament and the New Testament. I try to select verses that convey ideas to feed our minds and hearts, passages that remind us of truths about God, verses that bolster our faith in Him, psalms that remind us of His presence and help, passages that shape our thinking and our character as we do life each day. If you would like help selecting verses, we have hundreds already gathered and formatted on cards. You can download them for free, or you can purchase pre-printed ones. There are 12 card packs. Each pack holds about 50 verses in various lengths of passages. You can go through the packs in any order, and they are bundled into two sets of 6 packs each. Each pack should be enough to last at least 1 year, so each set of 6 packs should give you enough verses to work on for 6 years. Feel free to use them as is, or scan the list and pick and choose, or add other verses that you would like to. Question number 3. Does it matter which version of the Bible we use? Well, that's a personal choice. Our family's Scripture Memory Box cards feature a variety of different translations. Some of the verses are King James. Usually those are Psalms that I memorized when I was young, and I didn't want to have to try and re-memorize them now in a different version. But some are other Bible translations. For example, if our church was focused on a particular passage for a sermon series, we might work on memorizing that passage, and we would use the same translation that our pastor was using to tie the two together. Or, if I thought a verse would be easier for the children to understand and grasp in one particular version, then I would use that translation for that verse. So it's really up to you. Currently, the Scripture Memory cards on our site are available in King James, KJV, and in English Standard Version, ESV. Question number 4. I know with the system you usually read the verse through once each day, but how do you learn longer passages? Do you work on them one verse at a time? I like to use the same method for any length passage. Read it through once a day. Well, of course, you could focus on one verse at a time, but I've found a couple of advantages to memorizing the passage as a whole. First, you're hearing the whole context every time, so you don't get confused as to which single verse comes after or before which other single verse. It's just one whole entity, and you can follow the line of thought contained in that passage. The second advantage that I found is that when I memorize it as one whole passage, every verse gets equal time in the spotlight. When I was younger, I memorized some passages one verse at a time. So I'd memorize verse 1. Once I had that down, then I would focus on verse 2 and say 1 and 2 together. And then I would add verse 3 and say 1, 2, and 3 together, and so on until I reached the final verse. Now that method can work, but I discovered something. I knew the first few verses of that passage much better than I knew the last part of it, because I had said those first few verses more often. Think about it. You say verse 1 every time you work on the passage, but you say the last verse only enough times to remember it and finish. So I like to keep the entire passage together as one entity. Now, that's not to say you can't or shouldn't memorize one verse at a time. Feel free to do that if that works best for you. The main point is memorize Scripture and make it a habit, whatever method you use to do the memorizing. Question number 5. Does it really take just 5 minutes a day? Well, as you continue to add verses to your box, it's going to take longer to go through each day's cards, of course, but I think you'll be amazed at how many you can get through in just 5 minutes. I like to walk people through the Scripture Memory System, and usually when I do that demonstration in a group, people cannot believe how little time it took to do several verse cards of varying lengths. I made a video of that demonstration using a timer, so you can see for yourself. I'll leave a link to that video in the notes. Now, I will say that it probably takes us closer to 10 minutes per day at this point. We've been using the system so long that we have about 8 or 10 cards behind each date of the month divider. But I think 10 minutes a day is still time worth investing in the spiritual habit of Scripture memory. And I hope you get to that point too someday. Which brings us to the last question. Question number 6, what do you do when your box is full? Well, I guess you could look for a bigger box. Now, the beautiful wooden scripture memory box that you see behind me on the table will hold more verse cards than just a regular plastic index card box. But here's what we did, and it's worked quite well. Whenever your box gets full, we took dividers 16 through 31 with their verse cards and transferred them to a different box. Since those numbered dividers are the ones with multiple cards behind them, that basically cut our verse collection in half. It was split between two boxes. Now, on the 1st through the 15th of the month, we use one box. On the 16th, we grab those front few dividers and verse cards, just daily, odd, even, and days of the week, and we move them to the front of the other box. Then we can use that box for the rest of the month. On the 1st of the month, we move just those front cards and dividers back to the original box. It takes about 2 seconds to move them. And then we're all set to go through the 15th. That's what has worked well for us. Maybe some of you have a different solution. If you do, I'd love to hear about it. Moving to two boxes is a scripture memory milestone in my book. I hope many of you get to experience that joy. But it happens one verse or one passage at a time. Be faithful to take just a few minutes each day and do scripture memory as a family. If you haven't started yet, I encourage you to download those free verse cards or purchase the pre-printed ones, grab a recipe card box, or invest in that beautiful handcrafted box that's available on our website. Then watch the videos to see how simple the scripture memory system is to do. You'll find links to all of those in the notes. Just 5 minutes every day. It's time well spent, forming a habit that will nurture, instruct, and guard your family's hearts and minds for life. Thanks for joining us for the Simply Charlotte Mason podcast. You'll find links to suggested resources, related articles, and a written transcript of this show in the show notes and at simplycharlottemason.com. Subscribe through iTunes, Google Play, or your favorite podcast app so you don't miss an episode. Did you know that you can tell Siri or your Echo or Google device to play the Simply Charlotte Mason podcast? Give it a try. See you next time.